Welcome, everybody. It's time again for a special episode of OC Spotlight, the one show where we try and spotlight the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in your own backyard. Today we've got, as always, somebody very interesting. I'm like a little kid when I heard who we were going to talk to here. I'm going to let her identify herself because I don't want to mispronounce her name or anything here. But tell us your name and tell us what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Tara Patterson. I'm the performance director for Disney on Ice Presents Treasure Trove with Disney on Ice.
That's it? That was so simple. You make it sound like everybody does this job. That's a pretty amazing job. That's not something normal people do.
Well, I've been with the company for 16 years, so it seems pretty normal to me.
Wow. Well, you sound like you're 16 years old here, so you must have started when you were a baby here, too, or whatever here. You have a very young-sounding voice here.
Well, I left basically right out of high school, and I joined Disney on Ice, and I was a performer for 13 years, and I've been performance director for 3.
So what does the performance director do for Disney on Ice?
Basically, I'm fortunate enough to watch every show, and I make sure that basically the original integrity and vision and choreography of the initial director and choreographer are maintained through each performance that we do. So I take notes to make sure that the performers are on the right count and doing the right elements, and that the crew elements, the set and the props and the music all are exactly the same from show to show.
But you're on ice. It can't be that precise. How do you keep it? I mean, people are skating around on thin little skates here. I would think that would be a nightmare. It's one thing if they're acting on stage to get them to hit their marks and to hit the right lines and to have the right light cues and everything else. So it's got to be even more complex on ice, or isn't it? It's just like walking and talking for them.
Well, basically, with us changing venues from city to city, and we change cities every week, basically our ice science also changes. So I make sure that we do rehearsals before we open.
Your ice science, I got to stop you there. There is a science to ice. So the ice flows different or feels different from venue to venue?
Yes, ice always feels different from venue to venue, but also the size of the ice will change. So that's always difficult to get from city to city. And so we have rehearsals before we open each and every week to make sure everyone's completely prepared for opening night.
Right.
So I make sure that all roles are covered and that everyone knows what they're doing and where they're changing and what's happening backstage. So that's just as difficult as a lot of the choreography that you see in front also happens backstage with prop movement.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, costume changes and everything. So we just make sure that we're as prepared as possible so that the first show of the new venue and the new city looks exactly the same as when we left the city before.
Amazing. Well, in Disney, I'm sure, as is your organization as well, they license these characters to you or something, so they must be very, very concerned about how they're presented and that it all looks the same and has the same quality. They've got a standard they want to uphold, as well as you guys, and in giving them the best possible show every time you're out, right?
Absolutely. We want the show to look exactly the same and the same high quality from performance to performance. And it's great because we have such a great partnership with Disney, and they like to help us out as much as possible. And I think it's just great that we can bring Disney to people that can't always make it to Disneyland. And
yeah.
I know in the California area, it's a little more common, but we played around the world. I've been fortunate enough to go around the world about 3 times.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that's one of the best perks of the job is the travel in a different city every week and a different country, and we perform in different languages and we're with different cultures, and it's fantastic.
I can imagine. So how did you, out of high school, get a job skating with this company?
Well, I'm actually 3rd generation of my family.
Oh, okay.
My grandparents met in a different ice company, ice show company called Ice Capades.
Right.
And then my aunts were both in Ice Capades, and then my sister and I joined Disney on Ice. So the lifestyle and everything that comes with it was kind of common for me, and I knew it's something that I wanted to do from a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And so I auditioned. You can send in a video, and we have local auditions sometimes from city to city. And I was fortunate enough to get hired, and I worked my way up. I started as an ensemble performer, and then I became assistant line captain, and the line captains are the ones that also help teach new hires the numbers and
sure.
the steps and the choreography.
Like the Rockettes or like the Laker girls that keep the steps at the exact same height and everybody's in a straight row and all that stuff, right?
Exactly. And you want everyone to look uniform, and you want everyone to be as comfortable as possible when they're on the ice. And so I went from assistant line captain to line captain, and then basically to performance director. And it's been a great transition and a great 16 years.
Well, so it came natural to you. Did you grow up on the road with your parents? parents, or did they go out for and tour and then you were at home the rest of the time? Did you grow up in a suitcase, or did you grow up in a normal?
No, actually, neither of my parents toured. It was my dad's sisters and parents.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. They met at the right.
Yeah, but we would still go and visit family all the time on tour. So I knew what to expect from it, and I knew it's definitely the route that I wanted to go. And I love to travel, and I love skating, and there's, you know, you can't think of a better job to combine the two.
Oh, no. Well, I'm going to date myself here. I'm 60 years of age. I've seen the Ice Capades and other things. And my wife, who's a similar age, I know she loves me deeply. But if you said tomorrow that she could go out and skate, she'd be gone. She would be she would be so into this and so doing this. It's just like a fantasy. And I can't even hardly stand on skates. Where do most of the skaters come from? Do they come from cold climates? Is this all Canadians and people from the upper Midwest?
No, absolutely. We have people from all over the world. We have Russians, we have Japanese, we have Swedish, we have Americans and Canadians. And I think that's one of the best things about tour is the group of people that we've become family with, and we've learned so many different cultures. And so I think skating is very, very popular, and we love that we can hire people from all around the world to be a part of it.
So even people here in Southern California, where it's never snows, we can grow up and learn to skate and have a passion for this. It's not just the cold climates, Russia or whatever.
No, not at all. Not at all. I've actually worked with people with Disney on Ice from California, and they love it as much as everyone else.
So, all right, so now, I've never seen this show. I know it's coming. Give us the details, where and when. I know you're going to do at the Ontario, you're going to be out in Ontario, and then you're going to be at Long Beach. Where and when are those two shows happening?
Well, Disney on Ice presents Treasure Trove, presented by Stonyfield Yo Kids Organic Yogurt. We're playing Ontario from April 13th through April 17th
okay.
at the Citizens Business Bank Arena.
And I think that's right near, I'm trying to remember where that is. So that's near the airport, I think, somewhere out there or whatever. Something where
I'm not sure. I know I've been there before, but I couldn't tell you where we stayed the last time.
Okay, all right.
And then we are also in Long Beach from April 21st through April 24th at the Long Beach Arena.
Okay, good. And before I go any further, I'm going to let everybody know listening to this, we're doing it live today, and then we're going to replay it throughout the month of April. And we do have some tickets, so we're fortunate. We'll be giving away online. We'll be doing some drawings. So pay attention. I don't have any right now for this moment here, but we'll be giving those out in a variety of different contests and mostly online forums and stuff, Facebook and all sorts of other stuff. So we have a whole bunch of tickets to invite people to come out and see this, and we thank you for letting people see this. What will they see when they come see this event?
This show's great. There's something for every generation. We've basically opened the Disney Vault, and we've brought something for everyone. We've brought the first animated film, which was Snow White, all the way through to the 50th, which is Tangled, and there's a little bit of something in between. So grandparents will have their favorite characters.
There you go.
Parents, down to boys and girls. And I know a lot of shows are oriented for princesses and the girls, but this one we have Captain Hook and sword fights.
Oh, good.
And
so I won't feel stupid at six. When I bring my grandson, he'll know all these characters, and I won't know who they're going to bring back some of the oldies that I grew up with as well here.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, everyone's favorite Mickey and Minnie narrate us from story to story. So,
yeah.
As I said, we love when people come and dress up, and there's a lot of audience interaction.
Well, people come and dress up. They dress up as Disney characters, too, in the audience. This is like performance art. This is like the old Rocky Horror Picture Show where people show up and act out the characters here.
Yeah, we always have the little ones in their princess dresses or the boys in their Captain Hook outfits.
Sure.
We actually encourage it. It always helps the performers to see that the audience is just as involved. And like I said, we have a lot of audience interaction. Actually, our very first member of the show is Toy Story,
mm-hmm.
and Woody teaches everyone a dance.
Oh, wow.
They get out of their seats, and they can take part with the skaters, and it's great.
And you guys skate with costumes on, is that correct, too? So there are people underneath a giant Mickey Mouse. I know I'm not supposed to take away the illusion, but it's like going to Disneyland. There is somebody, a giant Mickey Mouse is skating around here, however you want to picture that.
All of the skaters have worked really hard, and all of the characters have practiced their skating, so we can put on the best show for everyone. And just every costume is difficult to skate in, and I think it takes a lot of rehearsal time, and I think people need to realize that, too, when they watch the great skating on this show, how difficult it is to do in some of the big bell dresses or whatnot.
Yeah.
So.
Right, the big outfits and stuff. And that's what my wife is always telling me. You know, we'll watch skating or watch hockey or something, because we're both from the Midwest. We both grew up in Michigan and the big skating area. And she's like, you know, you don't realize they're doing everything other athletes, other performers do, but they're doing it on ice at a very big speed. In this case, you're doing it on ice with big costumes on. Talk about that. That must take some training. You can't just come out on the ice and skate around in a flowery dress or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of the skaters come right out of competition. I know I did. And it's hard not only to wear the big dresses, but also to perform, you know, to bring out a character and to sing and to act on top of the skate.
Yes, right.
I know
right.
That was the hardest for me because it was completely new. We've all been skating. I'm from Canada and I was skating since I was about 2 years old.
Right.
And I thought that I would know what I was getting into when I joined Disney on Ice at 18. And then they're like, oh, and you need to sing and mouth these words and carry this prop and skate in this dress.
Yeah, right. So, it's more than just, you know, doing beautiful movement on ice and being emotional and conveying telling a story without talking here. You know, you're telling it in your fluid body movements here, but you're also doing it under heavy exotic costumes here too. That's even harder to connect with an audience or convey something, I would think.
So, yeah, and we're fortunate enough to have a lot of rehearsal time before we actually send the show out on the road. So everyone's pretty much comfortable from the first time that we have an audience. And we hope that shows with everyone's passion and enjoyment, because we like to do it as much as the audience likes to watch.
I'll bet. Well, it'd be hard if you didn't want to do it. It's a demanding schedule. How long are you out on tour? And then how often? And then they retool the show, I assume, and bring it back again with new choreography and new numbers?
Yeah, we are normally on tour from about September to May. And like I said, we're in a different city every week.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, if you can live out of two suitcases, you can handle
it.
Tour, we call it. It's a great lifestyle and a great job. And I really hope that everyone comes out to see the show, because it's a really good one.
If they're all as passionate as you are, I'm sure it's going to be wonderful to see. Again, how do they find tickets? Where do they go see all this stuff? Do they go to, like, Ticketmaster? Do they go online? Where should we send them?
Yeah, you can go to the local venue box offices, or DisneyOnIce.com is also a good place.
Okay.
Or you can purchase tickets online at AXS.com.
Okay, give me that last one again. What was that?
AXS. As in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, S. Okay. AXS. Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to it. So we won't see you out there. You'll be behind the line saying, come on, let's go. Let's move this out. Let's go, everybody. It must be chaos backstage.
Well, I'm fortunate enough that I'm actually out with the audience every show, and I have my headset on, so I have communication to backstage. And so you'll see me walking around, and I'll have my headset and my ID, and hopefully looking very official.
Okay. All right. Give us the dates one last time. It's going to be in Ontario when?
Ontario, April 13th through Sunday, April 17th.
Okay.
And Long Beach, April 21st through Sunday, April 24th.
All right, so it's coming up right around the corner here. Well, I know we're scheduled to go see the Long Beach one. The Ontario one's a little farther for me to drive up, but we have people listening all over the place, and we will be giving tickets out starting this week and throughout the run of these things. So come to our website, check it out, check out our social media. We'll be doing a variety of different giveaways, as well as commercials and some other things for it. I just think this is a fabulous thing. Maybe it's the Midwesterner in me who longs to see, you know, winter things in a area that never gets winter, but I just think this is a kick, and I happen to have a 2-year-old grandson now, so I can't wait to show him. He's going to just absolutely go crazy over this. Who goes crazier, the kids or the parents? I would think probably both here.
I think it's pretty even, actually.
Yeah, all right. Look, it's Mickey!
Yes.
Exactly. It's like going to Disneyland here. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. You guys are off right now. When do you rehearse? How often do you rehearse, and how many hours a day do you work on this show?
Well, normally we have rehearsals before we open every city.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take a couple hours, and like I said, with the ice size changing, we get everyone out there, and we do what we call an edge class, which means you put people into groupings of, say, 4 or 6, and we work on formation and edges and just basically get a warm-up and a feel for the ice and the size. And then we rehearse whatever we need to do to adapt to that venue.
Mm-hmm.
So we have rehearsals every city.
Okay. And how many people, just give me some idea, how many in the troupe here, how many people are on stage? Or you must have extras because people get sick, or God forbid they twist an ankle or something. There must be extra people on call here.
Yeah, as always with live entertainment, we need to kind of take the punches as they're thrown at us.
Right.
Of course, coming with the territory, there are injuries and there's sickness, but we have a lot of people that are prepared to jump into any role or to cover anything. We don't have any extras with us on tour. So everyone jumps in, we'll do double duty and extra work wherever we need to. And we're one big family, so we like to help each other out where we can, and which is what another reason the rehearsals are for, is someone to help someone else out, prepare to skate in this costume, or to learn where they're going, or to work on their character.
And how do they move it from city to city? Is it like the old circus? Do they have a train? Do you fly? Do they just fill up lots of tractor trailers and drive? There must be tons of costumes and equipment and people. It must be a logistical nightmare to move people around.
Yeah, in general, we have about 80 people that travel with us, and just the show alone fits into 9 semi-tractor trailers.
Wow.
So they move from city to city that way, and then the group of us will either fly or bus, depending on the distance, to the next city that we have. We're fortunate enough to have time off in each city, normally a Monday or a Tuesday, to go and see our new sites and our new location.
Yeah, get a feel for it.
Try new restaurants or anything that's, you know, been suggested to us from the hotels that we stay at. So yeah, it's a large production to move from city to city, but we make it happen, and that's part of the fun of it, is that nothing's ever the same.
Yeah, and there aren't many live there used to be lots of these kinds of live touring things, but the cost alone has got to be prohibitive, so we're getting fewer and fewer of those kinds of things touring around. You guys have got to be certainly one of the premier ones that people recognize and go see year after year. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us here on ROC Spotlight. We'll look forward to seeing you there. We'll hope you'll wave to the crowd when they come out and ask for you, and are you going to be back next year? You must be with for a long time. Do they come by every time this year? Should we look forward to it each and every year coming by roughly the same time, probably?
Yeah, a different Disney on Ice show comes through your area once a year, so definitely keep your eyes open, and DisneyOnIce.com will always send you any you can look for any information on upcoming events from anything from our company. So
okay, all right, thank you so much. All right, we've been joining with the and give me your title again.
I'm the performance director.
I didn't want to misstate. All right. The performance director for Disney on Ice, coming to Ontario and Long Beach shortly. Thank you so much for joining us here today on the OC Spotlight. Okay. You've been listening to the OC Spotlight, the only show that tries to highlight the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in our own backyard. Brought to you by Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.